Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of the podcast Tech Loft. In this episode, I'm going to be reporting one of the very key features on the upcoming iOS version 12 that really stood out for me. And hopefully it's something that a lot of existing iPhone users will find really, really cool. Hello again, my name is Sal and this is the Tech Loft Podcast. Before I begin, I just want to remind everyone to subscribe to the show. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Music, Anchor FM, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Pocket Casts, Overcast, Player FM, and many other websites where you can subscribe and download podcasts. If you need to reach out to myself for the show, which is pretty much me, you can use the follow us on Twitter using the handle at the Tech Loft. You'll find us there. When shopping on Amazon, please use the link that's in the description of this podcast. Every little bit goes towards buying a little new pieces of equipment and has no effect on the outcome of your shopping cart. It's just a little referral fee for pointing shoppers to the Amazon website. So as I've mentioned, this episode is about iOS 12 and how it's going to be a really good reason or great reason not to upgrade to the newer phones. So during the June WWDC keynote, a cool feature of iOS 12 is that it will give a performance boost to older iPhones. So this could be good news to a lot of people that don't want to get a new phone, but are afraid of decreased performance as the software gets newer and the hardware stays the same. So using the iPhone 6 as an example, iOS 12 will be able to open up apps 40% faster than in iOS 11, all right? And also just a feature like having the keyboard appear is 50% faster, and having the camera app open up is 70% faster. Those are pretty impressive numbers there for a new iOS. I'm not sure how much re-scripting they did, but it seems pretty significant. What this means is people may in fact get away with putting off upgrading to a newer model. But apparently these are Apple's numbers, so there really isn't anyone, let's say third party, who has tested these and if they're really accurate. So the way this performance boost works is pretty much how iOS communicates with the chip inside older iPhones. iOS 12 would essentially tell your iPhone chip to ramp up speed a lot faster to open up an app compared with previous versions of iOS, which do so at a more gradual pace. iOS 12 will also tell your iPhone's chip to ramp down its speed more quickly when it's not needed to save battery. And again, you might be looking to upgrade to a newer iPhone because your older model's battery is dying a lot faster than it should. But if this is the main thing making you consider a new iPhone, if you don't already know, you can save yourself a lot of money by getting the battery replaced at the Apple store. Now, if you have an iPhone 6 or later, Apple will replace your battery for $30. This is US, and that's $50 off the original $80 cost of battery replacements. And this is going to happen up until the end of December 2018. However, if you're tempted by the better cameras and extra features that come with newer iPhones, I guess you have a reason to upgrade. But still, you should make sure they're worth the cost of upgrading. Now, personally, I think this is a great announcement. I'm really happy that they've done these advancements with the new iOS software. Because we all know that, as the software gets new, with newer software and the same old hardware, sometimes it can slow down. And we've seen that recently with everything. But as I said, with the numbers that Apple provided in terms of opening up apps and all that stuff, This is pretty good because it really does give your phone new life into making it work a lot more efficient and faster. So this is great news coming from Apple. So for those of you out there with iPhone 6, 7, and I guess now iPhone 8, you'll be experiencing faster performance from your phones. Now, this iOS 12 would improve performance on the iPhone 6 Plus and other models as far back as the iPhone 5S. Now, this is not confirmed, but this is what I'm reading from the articles I've read. So this is suggesting there are also other areas where older iPhones will be faster. So again, fantastic news. I'm really happy with this news. As an iPhone user, I can't wait to see how well my phone will perform. Probably even better, I'm assuming, in the iOS 12 software. Anyways, folks, hopefully you've enjoyed this short podcast. Not too long. It's just a quick, choose one topic, share it, to give a little bit of opinion. But please subscribe and stay tuned. We got a lot more stuff coming out. Also to remind listeners that there is a YouTube channel called The Tech Loft, again, on YouTube, where I have reviews, unboxings, and a few gaming videos, Let's Play. Not a lot, but as I have time and, as I get hardware and all that stuff to unbox and review, I try to put that content up as soon as I can. Once again, thanks for listening, and please don't forget to subscribe, follow us on Twitter using the handle @TheTechLoft, and don't forget to visit our YouTube channel titled The Tech Loft. I'm your host, Sal, and thanks for listening.